T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies. The most heavily commuted and, as a result, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, of course, bob@1063word.com. So we had this town hall meeting last night. Our friends at CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning, sponsored it. Had a nice turnout for it and a lot of great questions. And many of them had to do with the constant drumbeat, the litany from the propagandists in lamestream media. Oh, Donald Trump is going to be impeached. We're not even going to have to worry about the 2020 election, blah, blah, blah. Well, they may continue to push that agenda item. And very telling that Nancy Pelosi has now said as of yesterday, well, no, we're not really going to take this to the floor of the House and have a vote amongst the House members as to whether or not we should proceed with impeachment proceedings. We're just going to have these various committee chairmen continue to conduct their impeachment inquiry. Well, there is no such thing under the Constitution as an impeachment inquiry. I mean, she can do it, but she's made the whole thing up. And it just, to me, is another indicator of just how desperate the Democrats are. And I don't know what you think about polling data or electoral predictors, but I saw this story today and I thought, well, I'm going to share it because even if you are not a big believer in analytics, and they're huge in sports now, analytics, that's all. If you saw Moneyball, you understand that. Many in the NFL and college football are big on analytics as well. This was at Zero Hedge today. Trump will steamroll the competition in 2020, Moody's election model predicts. This is from Steve Watson via Summit News. Analytics models have been historically accurate every election except the last one. Moody's Analytics has predicted that Donald Trump will easily win re-election in 2020, with three models showing that the president will secure at least 289 electoral votes and perhaps as many as 351. Now, I don't share this with you so that, you know, we become overconfident or rest on our laurels, because we know, of course, the Democrats will pull every trick in the book on Election Day and beyond in 2020, with the dead people suddenly coming back to life and voting and their latest incarnations of ballot harvesting and all the rest. However, there's an old saying in politics, it's hard to steal a landslide. So this Moody's analytical model, actually an average of three Moody's models, assuming average turnout from the Democrat Party. Now, they may get more turnout. They may get more dead people voting this time than they did 4 years ago. However, Moody's has been highly accurate in predicting the outcome of elections dating back to 1980. The only time the company was incorrect was in 2016, when it predicted Hillary Clinton would narrowly win. And we know how that turned out.
Wrong.
Yeah. Three different economic models employed by the analytics agency suggest that Trump's Electoral College victory is on course to surpass the 304 to 227 count that secured him victory over Crooked Hillary. The projections based on economic factors, specifically how confident consumers are with their financial situation. And Trump wins in all three Moody's scenarios. With unemployment at record lows and the stock market's overall gains, Moody's predicts that Trump will cruise to victory. Our pocketbook model is the most economically driven of the three. If voters were to vote primarily on the basis of their pocketbooks, the president would steamroll the competition. This shows the importance that prevailing economic sentiment at the household level could hold in the next election. And that was one of the questions that came up at our town hall last night. Is it conceivable that some of the smart guys on Wall Street could intentionally tank the market in an effort to try and damage Trump's reelection? Anything is, of course, possible, but there's a lot of moving parts that would have to take place for that to happen. The Moody's models have been back-tested to 1980 and were correct each time, except, as I said, in the last presidential election. When they indicated Clinton would get a narrow victory, the authors attributed unexpected turnout patterns in Trump's favor caused the error in their modeling, and they adjusted for that in the latest projections. So in other words, what's that saying to you and to me? We had better turn out in the same kind of numbers as we did in 2016. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody, said, if the economy a year from now is the same as it is today, or roughly so, then the power of incumbency is strong and Trump's election odds are very good, particularly if Democrats aren't enthusiastic and don't get out to vote. Let me interject one thing on that. We know the Democrats are going to try and cheat every way they can, six ways from Sunday. However, look at the crowded field they have. Look at how diverse and split the support is for the candidates. First, it was Joe Biden. Now it's Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, who's on top. Drudge today was pushing Mayor Pete again. There's a lot of people in the field. And there is, because the Democrats can't settle on the one candidate they think can take down Donald Trump. Mr. Zandi said it's about turnout. If there's a minimum turnout on the Democrat side, Trump will more easily win. Record turnout is vital to a Democratic victory, the report notes. Yet across all three Moody's models, Trump wins 324 to 214. Zandi said the race could come down to a few counties in Pennsylvania, which Trump flipped in 2016 after the state had voted Democrat in the previous five presidential elections. Specifically, he said Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the state is the single most important county, no kidding, in the entire election. Sounds like Joe Biden. No kidding. The longtime Democratic stronghold favored Trump 52% to 47% in the last election. It's worth noting, Trump doesn't even have to win the county, but merely needs a strong turnout. So, this analytical analysis from Moody's and a buck will get you a cup of coffee at McDonald's. But interesting that they have never been wrong until last time around. And the reason they were wrong was because, like everyone else, they didn't see the tsunami of support for Trump that turned up at the polls November 2016. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on the Bobby Mack Show, Hump Day Edition, here on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Boy, I'm telling you, Fox News is just, you know, cable TV, Fox News, just... They're just going in the tank, absolutely going in the tank. I walked back in the office a few minutes ago while Cavuto was still on before the five came on, and there's Cavuto, and he's laughing and scratching and having a good time and interviewing Tom Steyer.
What?
Yeah. About Syria. I mean, not only is Tom Steyer in the bottom five of the Democrat presidential candidates— but what's he doing interviewing Tom Steyer and talking about Syria? You know, I suspect that the extent of Tom Steyer's knowledge about Syria is that they eat a lot of hummus over there. But, yeah, you go right ahead. You go right ahead, Fox. Let Rupert Murdoch's kids get invited to all the Tony cocktail parties on the east side of Manhattan while your ratings slip. Well, at least they... Shep Smith is gone. But look, you know, they're going to replace Shep with somebody that's a Shep Smith clone. I don't know who. Ed Henry, whoever. We'll see. You know, it's their network. They can run it any way they want to. All right, time for today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True.
Yes, indeed. Bobby and the Bobettes with ATF for today. Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
On the other side of the glass, little Annie.
Hello, darling.
In the news booth. Here we go with ATF for today. This can prove embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
Ever been on a call with somebody and absentmindedly, as you're hanging up, say, okay, love ya?
Probably.
No.
I can't say that I have.
If you're talking to a family member or you're talking to your significant other, you know, it's fine. But look, if you're talking to Jake from State Farm, you know, it's probably not a good thing. Or your boss, you know, I can see that happening.
Oops.
with a center crappie.
You know? Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks a lot, Steve. Love you.
I'll die.
Mean it. Well, according to a new survey, it's actually pretty common. One in three admit they've accidentally ended a call by saying, oh, love you, to someone they should not have said that to. Young people more likely to do it than older folks. 42% of people under 24 say they've done it. 38% of people under 34. 35% of people under 44. However, when you get up in my demographic, people over 55, only 23% say they have done. Have you ever done that, Moneypenny?
I think I have.
Haven't done that?
I've called a teacher mom once.
pretty cute.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. See you tomorrow, 10. Mom.
That's cute.
Holy cow. I don't think a question for Americans is, do you keep a weapon by the bed in case you hear a break-in? I think the question is, when you hear a break-in, how many guns do you grab? Would have been a better phrased question. According to a new survey, the average person has 4.5 moments each year when they're afraid somebody has broken into their house. For people with kids, that goes up to 6 times a year.
What's that half moment consist of?
Yeah, right. That's where you just sit straight up in bed and then you flop back down.
Oh,
it's nothing. That only counts as a half of one. 39% of us keep a, quote, weapon or item near the bed in case just one of those isn't a false alarm. This is probably a rhetorical question in this crowd. Moneypenny, you keep a weapon, a firearm, or another item, as the survey said, nearby?
At least one.
Yeah. Little Annie, do you have some means of defending yourself?
At least one.
Yeah. I love what a friend of mine who was a weapons instructor once said. He said he kept his pistol by the bed so that he could fight his way to his shotgun.
That's what my brother says.
And that's not a policy that I would disagree with. Even though we're paranoid about break-ins, we're not all that proactive in stopping them. 48% of people admit they don't always remember to check if their doors are locked at night. Really?
That's pretty bad.
35% know that they've left doors unlocked in the past year. Don't want to be going there. Don't want to be doing that. Well, Halloween right around the corner, and here it is resurfacing again. The most popular Halloween candy, according to the latest national survey.
Yay.
And you guys can probably guess this on your own.
It was the one that you did not know for
had
7
never had,
years.
Had what? Never had a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's right.
Until the candy man came by and brought them. And they are good.
When's he coming back?
Hey, we've still got his card over here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well, maybe we'll get him back for Halloween this year. That time of year when lots of surveys come out about the most popular types of Halloween candy. In the latest one, Reese's peanut butter cups won, as they always do. 36% of people saying they're their favorite Halloween candies. This is interesting. Snickers was number 2 with 18%.
I'd swap them.
No.
I don't know. It's a toss-up for me. Either one is fine. M&M's were 3rd with 11%. If they're the M&M peanuts, yeah.
Have you tried the caramel ones?
No, I have not yet.
They're so good.
They are good?
Yeah.
They get that, like, creamy stuff inside?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw them at the grocery store this morning, in fact. Mm. Now, why I didn't pick them up is beyond me, because usually,
you know. Do not get the family size, because you'll eat the whole thing.
Burp. At the end of the list, Tootsie Roll Pops.
Fewest, I used to love those things.
Fewest
How
votes
many licks does it take to get to the center?
There you go. Too many. Too darn many. Only 2% of people pick
a two. A two.
And finally, and not a moment too soon, the 16 acts nominated for next year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class include...
I'm going to cry.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes!
The Dave Matthews Band.
Yes!
Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Yes!
Judas Priest.
Yes!
Motorhead.
Okay.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
Okay.
The Notorious B.I.G.
I can see that.
And Soundgarden.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
I differ with one, but...
mostly mainstream. I think the Doobie Brothers... they go back a ways. Let me put it delicately and just say, the Doobie Brothers, you know, they're still touring and all that, but you don't hear the Doobie Brothers on radio except on, you know, like Rock 101.
Yep.
There are people, I guess some young people out there, never know. Let's see.
Now, if you ever visited my dad's man cave, you'd know who they were.
Also, could have been nominated. Let's see, who got overlooked here?
Oh.
Oh, wait a second. There's more here.
Oh, good.
Pat Benatar.
Oh, yay.
Depeche Mode.
Yay.
Yes.
Kraftwerk.
Huh?
Kraftwerk. You don't know Kraftwerk?
No.
German band from the 80s. Real electronic stuff. Pretty.
Actually, I remember now.
Yeah. MC5. And Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Okay. Also, Todd Rundgren.
Yay.
Bang the drum. I mentioned Soundgarden, didn't I? Yeah. T-Rex, Bang a Gong, Get It On, and Thin Lizzy.
Okay. Fun.
So, there you go.
Smoking in the boys' room.
The notorious B.O.B. was not nominated. Excluded this year, didn't make it, Iron Maiden.
Boo.
ELNP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Love them.
Warren Zevon.
Loved him.
Au. Jethro Tull.
Love them.
Megadeth. Scorpions. Twisted Sister.
Dee Snider.
The New York Dolls. Slayer. Bad Company and Procol Harum. Bad Company and Procol Harum are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. So there you go. There's a list. 531, and that's ATF for today. 531 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Right back on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 5:39 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Hump Day edition. Great to have you along. In on my text line, let me catch up there. Three Dog Night had as many hits or more than the Doobies from CM and Greer. I would have no problem with having Three Dog Night in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Probably should be there. Bob, wasn't Michael McDonald an original singer of the Doobie Brothers, or was it another group? No, Michael McDonald was with the Doobies. You're right. Since when is Whitney Houston or Notorious B.I.G. rock music? Seriously. Well, Whitney Houston was definitely pop, but had one of the greatest voices in pop music. Notorious B.I.G., I don't know, what, they're going to honor the guy because he's dead? Hey, Bobby, when people are on their cell phones at work, I'll wait until the end of their conversation and yell, "Love you!" One time a coworker was on speakerphone talking to an ex-girlfriend. I said, "Love you," and she giggled and said, "Love you too." Laugh out loud. I hate to admit it, but I've been known to do that too. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Bobby, this year the Reese's Cups will melt. That'd be all right. I'll lick up what's left. Bobby, jalapeno M&Ms are awesome. Jalapeno M&Ms? My sinuses are reacting just at the idea. Bobby, are the Bobettes going to try and put you in a candy diabetic coma again this year?
Maybe.
Well, small price to pay. Bobby, it looks like Neil Cavuto thinks he can be the next top Fox Trump hater. Yeah, or never Trumper. Bobby, I'm 46. Accidentally told my landlord last year, "Love you." My wife just fell out. You dummy, you know what you just said? Bobby, one factor I rarely hear mentioned by Hillary or the Dems about her winning the popular vote in 2016 is that both knew it was a matter of electoral votes. If it were a popular vote, you can bet Trump would have spent time in the solid blue states, which he mostly avoided. Given his success in all other campaigning, I'm sure he could have peeled off enough votes to win the popular vote, from Pat L. in Piedmont. Well, California's gone, and it's not coming back, and probably Oregon and Washington as well, Massachusetts, you know. But we don't elect a president through popular vote, thanks to the genius of our founders. Now, Bobby, whichever Democrat runs against Trump will be the first loser. Thank you for all you do. We love Bob and you. I think that's directed to Moneypenny. That's Moneypenny. Thank you for all you do. We love Bob and you. Bob can't help but wonder if a large turnout might be in favor of Trump. It certainly was last time. Bobby, the big money on Wall Street actually love Trump. They greatly fear Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. Bobby, would that be the biggest electoral count in history if Trump gets over 350 electoral votes? I think I'd have to go back and look it up to make sure, but I believe the largest margin of Electoral College victory was Ronald Reagan. Because I remember reading somewhere he lost one county in a blue state by like 1,000 votes. And if that county had gone the other way, he would have carried that state as well. And it would have been a clean sweep. Bobby, I worked for a boss in reverse. She was not a B-O-S-S. She was a double S-O-B. There was a thing I had here today somewhere. I don't think I still have it now. But something like 1/3 of the people surveyed, probably should have had this in ATF today. 1/3 of the people surveyed said they'd rather work for a robot. That's not good. Mr. McLean, implementing toll booths in South Carolina is a step in the right direction. We should make more of an effort to be more like New Jersey because the people up there are so polite and friendly. Sincerely, your friend, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. Yes, thank you. Hugh, appreciate that. And I think that catches me up. I saw this today, too, and I wanted to pass this along. There is a new indicator to recognize somebody maybe having a stroke. Stroke, remember the first three letters, STR, okay? During a barbecue, a woman stumbled and took a fall. She assured everyone that she was fine. They offered to call the paramedics. She said she just tripped over a brick because she was wearing new shoes. So they got her cleaned up and got her a new plate of food. She appeared a bit shaken up, went about enjoying herself the rest of the evening. Her husband called later, telling everyone that his wife had been taken to the hospital. At 6 in the evening, she passed away. She'd suffered a stroke at the barbecue. Had they known how to identify the signs, maybe Jane would be with us today. It only takes a minute to read this. A neurologist says that if he can get to a stroke victim within 3 hours, he can pretty much totally reverse the effects of a stroke. He said the trick is getting a stroke recognized, diagnosed, and then getting the patient medically cared for within 3 hours. Thank God for the sense to remember the three steps, STR, okay? S, ask the individual to smile. If their smile is off kilter, that's an indicator. T, ask the person to talk and say a simple sentence coherently. And R, the third letter in stroke, STR, ask him or her to raise both arms. If they have any trouble with one of these tasks, call 911 immediately and describe the symptoms to the dispatcher. New sign of a stroke, stick out your tongue. Ask the person to stick out their tongue if the tongue is crooked. That is, if it goes to one side or the other, that is another indicator of a stroke. Cardiologist says everyone should know these tips. So there you go. All right. Hope that helps. Hope you never have to use them. 5:46, 14 before 6, The Bobby Mack Show.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
$1,000 is what Donald Trump has had so far, and pretty significant accomplishments considering all the headwinds that he's been facing. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, tolls on Interstate 85 would ease traffic in South Carolina. No one would ride on it. You know, we were talking about these toll roads earlier with Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Remember when the toll road 185 opened? And Channel 4 did something that was pretty clever, because the selling point, or one of the selling points for 185, oh, it'll be so much faster to take this toll road to get there, right? So they had two vehicles with reporters in them where 185 started. One of them went down 85 to 385, and the other one used a new toll road. The reporter in the vehicle using the new toll road got there second. So, I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, thank you for these numbers. I didn't have them right at hand. Asking about Electoral College victories. Ronald Reagan won 525 to 13 in 1984. 525 to 13. Bobby, Sammy Hagar belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I won't give you an argument there. Anything else? No, I think that catches me up. Okay. Here is the update on Finger Gun Girl. You may remember I told you about this story earlier in the week. 12-year-old girl arrested on felony charges after making a finger gun and pointing it at her classmates and herself. In a Kansas courtroom, this is yesterday, unfortunately, she wasn't given an apology from the local DA's office and sent on her way. Instead, prosecutors and the girl's attorneys discussed placing her in a diversionary program that would allow her to avoid the felony charge if she completes the program and stays out of trouble. Her mother, Vanessa McCarron, told The Star last week that a boy in her daughter's eighth grade class at Westridge Middle School had asked her, "If you could kill five people in this class, who would they be?" The girl formed a gun with her fingers and pointed at four other students one at a time, and then turned the pretend weapon on herself. Officials learned of the September 18th incident through the school's bully reporting tip line. She was arrested and charged with felony threatening. Police said she was led out of the school by Principal Jeremy McDonald, School Resource Officer Dana Harrison, an employee of the police department, handcuffed her outside the building and placed her in a police car before she was driven to a juvenile detention facility. There was no actual threat here, just a dumb question and a dumb answer from a couple of middle school kids. Ridiculous that this has led to a felony arrest in the first place. The fact that prosecutors haven't dismissed the case outright is even worse. The chief of police said there's more he could not disclose. I'd be interested to know what important facts the chief says he can't disclose, because they apparently haven't shown up in any police report or court document. Did the girl demonstrate any actual intent to harm anybody else? Because it doesn't sound like it from what we know. We may be just getting the girl's side of the story more than the police department side, but this looks like a case of law enforcement not wanting to acknowledge a mistake more than anything else. The Kansas City Star continues to point out the other absurdity of the case. in their coverage of the court hearing while this young girl is facing a potential felony for pointing a finger gun. Two middle school students in the same school district are only facing misdemeanors for bringing real firearms to school. The discrepancy in punishment between making a finger gun at school and bringing a real gun to school should be addressed by the state legislature. But the prosecutor in Johnson County doesn't have to file charges or proceed with this felony case. Absent any additional and actual threat by the student, the prosecutor should use their discretion and drop the case. I mean, you know, is justice going to be served by turning a 12-year-old into a criminal because she said something dumb, as kids are prone to do all the time? That's it. That's 5 o'clock follies for today, but fear not. One more still to go, the bonus hour, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News, is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.